In northern Afghanistan, thousands of refugees are living in a vast no man's land near the border with Tajikistan. They fled fighting in frontline towns north of the capital, Kabul, and are now eking out a meager existence with the help of a handful of aid organizations. Eric Engelman has the report.
On a dusty, desolate plain near the frontline town of Dasht-e Kalah, aid workers from the Irish charity Concern are making their way through a vast tent camp where an estimated 5,000 refugees have made their home. The workers are preparing to distribute hundreds of winterized tents and are drawing up a list of the neediest families. The competition to get on the list is fierce. Shouting matches and even pushing and shoving are common as the aid workers make their way through the camp. It's easy to see why people are so desperate. They've been living in shacks made of mud and straw, even living in holes dug in the earth, with little protection against the elements. The refugees are mostly Tajiks and Uzbeks. Some have been here for more than a year. Others are more recent arrivals. This man came from the town of Mazar-e Sharif, the Taliban-held city now under siege by the Northern Alliance. I made my way here with my wife and daughters, he said. We left everything behind. With all this misery, it's difficult to sort out who should get what in the way of aid supplies. Charities do their best to rank them by need, but invariably many refugees are bitterly disappointed. Every day, a crowd of people gathers outside the Concern compound, pleading their case to anyone who will listen. Philip Miller is a Concern coordinator based here.
We have to make some fairly hard decisions about who will be the beneficiaries and who will not be the beneficiaries, and that invariably creates tension and conflict. People get angry on two counts. They get angry if they think somebody is getting something they shouldn't be getting, and they get angry if they think they are not getting something that they should be getting.
Some of the worst cases in the camp are the widows. With no husband or male relative to support them, many are reduced to begging. Some can't afford veils and wear tattered rags to cover their hair. As night falls, a group of widows gathers around a cooking fire while their children play in the dust nearby. We don't know about our future, one says, or how we will survive the winter. We don't know what will happen. Concern had to suspend food aid for a month and a half after self-styled leaders of the refugee camp tried to control the distribution. The charity is now cooperating with the local commander to ensure the handing out of tents goes a bit more smoothly, especially now that the temperature is dropping and the nights are getting colder. Eric Engelman for NPR News in Dasht-e Kalah, Afghanistan.